Hello. I once had a gilded clock constructed in La Belle Epoque. The hour hand broke, now it won't turn back. So long, so long, so long. I once had a sundial too, and green and wild my garden grew. Undergrowth obscured the view. So long, so long, so long. Not a word could make you stay. The east wind blows the sun away. A luster unseen, sweat and stay. Oh, why? I grew up in a house of clocks. Late at night I'd sometimes walk, listening to this rhythmic talk. So long, so long, so long. Clocks that sing in ringing chimes to take the measure of the times. Clocks that speak in wordless rhymes. So long, so long, so long. Not a word could make you stay. The east wind blows the sun away. A luster unseen, sweat and stay. Oh, why? What could make you stay? The wine is spilled and flows away. A luster unseen, sweat and stay. All right. All It's been a long time since I've been in a new place in New York. They closed the other place I used to play at. So here we are at the Cutting Room. This is nice, and there seem to be lots of people here, so that's good too. I'm told that I'm usurping a spot that Wednesday night here is going to be. Joan Rivers is going to be appearing here for many Wednesdays. I don't know how I feel about that. That's kind of. It's kind of amazing. Well, that sounds good. Can you hear everything? Yeah. All right. With the photographs of Kitty Hawk and the biplanes on your wall, you will always see me, Johnson, from the time that you were small. No schoolroom kept you grounded while your thoughts could get away. You were taking off in tiger moths your wings against the brush strokes of the day. Are you there on a tarmac with the winter in your hair? By the empty hangar doors, you'll stop and stare. Leave the oil drums behind you, they won't care. Oh, are you there? You wrapped me up in a leather coat, I took me for a ride. We were drifting with the tailwind when the runway came in sight. clouds came up to gather us and the cockpit turned to white. When I looked, the sky was empty. I suppose you never saw the landing lights. Are you there? In your jacket with the grease stain and the tear. Caught up in the slipstream of the dead. The compass will guide you anywhere. Oh, are you there? Sun comes up on Icarus and the night birds sail away. To like the maps and diagrams that Leonardo makes. You can see faith, hope and charity as they bank above the fields. Join the flying circus, you can touch the morning air against your wheels. Are you there? Do you have a thought for me that you can share? Oh, I never thought you'd take me unawares. Call me if you ever need repairs. Oh, are you there? Yes, that's right. I'll do another one, actually, off the same record. This is a seldom performed song, but I just got back into it recently and decided I really like it. Totally ignored at the time that I wrote it. No one liked it. In retrospect, it's better than I thought it was. Unnecessary, but I'm just, you know. I didn't bother to warm up in the dressing room, so I'm doing it now. It takes a few minutes for the fingers to start working. So this is a sort of a little jazzy tune, and it's a meditation on money, which is not something you see a lot of if you're a folk singer, but it's a meditation on being a banker or something like that, which is what my grandfather said I should do. I remember when I was very small, be a banker, that's what he said. He was a banker, and he made lots of money. And I didn't follow his advice. It's probably too late now, isn't it? You start thinking about the careers you've thrown away. It's probably too late for me to play professional basketball now, isn't it? So too late to be a banker. But I do have this song instead. Got got your ticket and your hotel keys, and your overnight bag at your feet. You're looking down on the tropical trees while the Spanish maids pick up the sheets. Conquistador in search of gold, for all the chapter reasons. The mile of shadow that's so hard to see just follows wherever you go. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, they said, so you played for the winner takes all. Toss the dice high up and craned your head to see how the numbers would fall. You played the game so easily, your luck ran with the seasons. Still that shadow that's so hard to see just follows wherever you go. Another day, another boarding card. Oh, you wait for your seat on the plane. The movie runs, but you're still working hard, and you don't touch your food or champagne. I know that when your well runs dry, you'll want to know the reason. The empty night just brings you no reply as it follows wherever you go. Thank you. It's like, I don't know why I never sing that song, but trouble is I got, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of songs, and it's hard to remember them. Hard to remember to do them. It's hard to remember them. I'll do a song. I've made two attempts in the last few days to play this song, and both times I've got it wrong. But I'm fearless. I'm going to give it a go. And third time lucky, they say. I mean, it probably won't be. And this is a meditation on the rituals of courtship as practiced in the royal courts of Europe a couple of hundred years ago. If you happen to be a seated monarch, it's very difficult to get a date. I mean, you can't just sort of come here and sit at the bar and say, hello, what are you doing on Friday then? You know, because we just can't do that, you know, but you couldn't do it. You have to, you know, send your courtiers out and sort of arrange things surreptitiously. Does anyone use that word? Well, I do. And so the song is about the, you know, sort of painstaking process of getting a date, and then when you get the date, it basically all falls through, and it has to go through so many different people, you know, to attract the one you like. Very often you get it wrong, and you end up with Anne of Cleves or somebody else, you know, which is. Definitely, I mean, it's time to behead your ambassador at that point, which I believe Henry VIII did. So. Thomas Cromwell, if I remember rightly. I probably don't. So this is a song called Royal Courtship. It takes a few liberties with the English language. Certainly, pop songs are not known for four-syllable words, and this one expands into five and even six, and on one occasion, seven-syllable words, which was the fashion of the times, but not now. You will meet a major domo, an amanuensis, and a plenipotentiary very early in this song, but don't be worried. I don't think there's any chance of me getting this right, but I just love it, so I gotta try. sent my major domo to your amanuensis to ascertain your feelings and strip away pretenses. Then a few days later, you sent back your vizier, and though he spoke quite pleasantly, his meaning wasn't clear. Not to my majordomo, not to my majordomo. So I sent my acolyte to further our relations. He engaged your ministers in lengthy conversations. One or two were willing to discuss the matter frankly. We then received your advocate, who told me that you thanked me. Also my majordomo, also my majordomo. So I sent my counselor to offer my best wishes. He was greeted courteously with smiles and festive dishes. I later was encouraged by a note in your handwriting, delivered by your confidant. It seemed you were inviting my plenipotentiary with swift felicitations to join your chief of protocol in negotiations. Something must have changed then. A hidden door was closed then. The word from my ambassador was you were indisposed and could not meet my majordomo. There's nothing I can do now. I sent my majordomo. I sent my majordomo. I sent my majordomo. That's one of a number of songs that I'll do tonight, which is off an album which I'm going to have out on June the 20th. Soon, a couple of months. I got a new album coming out, so there'll be some new songs tonight. It's exactly like all the other records, so you don't... a lot of historical songs that no one is interested in, but some interesting language. But I'll do an old one after a new one. Fishing boats go out across the evening water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves so loud, ghostman sails among the clouds, turns the rifles into silver on the border. On my wall, the colors of the maps are running. From Africa, the winds that talk of change is coming. Torches flare up in the night. The hand that sets the bombs alight has spread the word to those who are waiting on the border. In the village where I grew up, nothing seems the same. Oh, you never see the change from day to day. No one notices the customs slip away. Late last night the rain was knocking on my window. I moved across the darkened room and in the lamp glow. But I sat down on the street, the spirit of the century telling us we're all standing on the border. In the islands where I grew up, nothing seems the same. All the pattern just remains an empty shell. There's a strangeness in the air, you feel too well. Fishing boats go out across the evening watchful, smuggling guns and dimes across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves so loud, ghostman sails among the clouds, turns the rifles into silver on the border. On the border. On the border. On the border. All right, thank you very much. Do a swing tune for you, I think. Why not? That's ridiculous. I'm getting carried away listening to myself and forgetting. I'll do it again. At the station underneath the clock, carry an umbrella, no need to talk. The man on the humbug hiding on the fog will be watching. Get yourself a ticket, go through the gate at 7:45 precisely, don't be late. If anybody follows, don't hesitate, keep on walking. Take that night train to Munich, rumbling down the track. After half an hour in the restaurant car, look for the conductor and there will be a stain on his tunic, a paper underneath his arm. Then you gotta pray that he doesn't look away, or you'll never, never, never come back. Inside. On page 27 is a picture of a bride, underneath the story of a man who died in Morocco. Memorize the article word for word, the man on the humbug understands the code. Make sure the conversation doesn't overhover around you. On that night train to Munich, rumbling down the track. After half an hour in the restaurant car, look for the conductor and I will be a stain on his tunic, a paper underneath his arm. Then you gotta pray that he doesn't look away, or you'll never, never, never come back. Oh, I really wouldn't ask if that was anybody else. I know you got the knack of taking care of yourself. They don't know your face, so there won't be anyone looking for you. When you get to Munich, we'll be waiting in the car. Don't look around, just walk straight out. If you don't show, I'm sorry for the pain I caused you. On that night train to Munich, rumbling down the track. After half an hour in the restaurant car, look for the conductor and there will be a stain on his tunic, a paper underneath his arm. Then you gotta pray that he doesn't look away, or you'll never, never, never come back. Ah, ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks. I think I'll play like a little fingerstyle guitar thing for you. It's always good practice. This is what is this? Set like thousands of years ago in the sort of fog and mist of Celtic mythology. It's about a Merlin, not the Merlin that, you know, everyone seems to know. I got this Merlin off Robin Williamson of the Incredible String Band, who wrote a very long poem called Five Denials on Merlin's Grave. And it was so long that I made a mental note to see if I could write a really short ancient Celtic Merlin song. And I managed to strip this one down to about 2.5 minutes. It's a little complicated in the sense that some of it uses this thing. This is called a flat pick. And some of it's fingerstyle. And because I can't afford a flat pick roadie to come and hold it while I'm playing, I keep it between my teeth. Now, there are nights when I swallow it and that ruins the song, but hopefully this won't be one of those. Flat pick roadies. There's a band called Emerson, Lake and Palmer when I was growing up. And I they didn't have a flat pick roadie, but they did have a carpet roadie. They toured America once with, I think, 166 people. And one person, his only job every night was to put the carpet under Greg Lake. So he would turn up, he would lay the carpet down, and then that's it. Until it was time to pick it up again, that was it. He got to tour all of America being a carpet roadie. And I thought that it's a sure sign that a band has made it and lost its mind when it employs... when it employs a carpet roadie. And I've never actually reached the point where I can afford a flat pick roadie, but if I ever get there, I will, you know. Oh, I think of you now as a dream that I had long ago, in a kingdom lost to time. By the forest of evening, the archer is bending a bow. I see you bring him bread and wine. Thank you. Down the legions of years, the invaders have taken this land and bend you to their will. And the memorous fate of the ancients and all that they had, all the magic lingers round you still. Oh, who would walk the stony paths of Merlin's time and keep a watch along the borderline? Oh, who would hear the magic passed in song and rhyme upon the shepherd pipes of Merlin's time? Thank you. Do another new song for you. This one's about forgetfulness and old age. It's actually good because I've forgotten where the capo goes. And I forget songs. I think you get to a point where you forget them, but I'm allowed because I put 300 words into my songs. But the people that this happens, the people that totally amaze me are the the bands who are my age, and they have the little Ronald Reagan teleprompter on stage that you can't see, but I know it's there. But it's what's on the teleprompter. You know what I mean? The band's playing. The singer's going. Oh, baby. What? I feel so blue. Oh, baby. What? You know, so 10 words in the song and it's on a teleprompter, and so I don't know. I haven't got there yet, but I should, you know. This is about growing old. It's a pun because to go back to Henry VIII, he had six wives, as you know, and one of them was called Catherine of Aragon. And because I can't resist a pun, I was driving around the Pacific Northwest and decided to write a song called Catherine of Aragon, to be followed by Anne of Cleveland, and you know. But then I didn't really want to write it about Catherine at all. So she just appears in the title, and then, you know, then she's gone. It doesn't really make any difference. You know? It's not about her, it's about me and my sort of evolution into befogged cootery. Good word, befogged cootery. And yours too. Even more old than I am now, I'll have a house overlooking the water, read all the books that I never got round to, pile all my suitcases up in the corner. The lights of the city, they blink up and on again. Names in my memory are there, then they're gone again. Albums of photographs spread on the floor again. I'll spend my evenings with Catherine of Oregon. I'll fill my garage up with things I've no use for, obsolete knickknacks that there's no excuse for. I'll turn my back on the world's grand illusions, take my delights in the simplest amusements. The lights of the city, they blink up and on again. Names in my memory are there, then they're gone again. Albums of photographs spread on the floor again. I'll spend my evenings with Catherine of Oregon. I'll wear my clothes with their colors all clashing. They'll be so old that they'll come back in fashion. I'll sit on the beach with my paperback luncheon. I'll enjoy being the ancient curmudgeon. The lights of the city, they blink up and down again. Names in my memory are there, then they're gone again. I'll have a jukebox, play Lonnie Donegan. I'll spend my evenings with Catherine of Oregon. I'll spend my evenings with Catherine of Oregon. That too is on my new album. You see what I mean? Yeah, all right, we're going to do some of these new songs. Audiences hate new songs, but you're an intelligent audience and you can see through that. You know? What I'm going to do is divide this thing into two halves, and I'll do one more song and take a little break. There are always people who want me to sign things, and so what we'll do is we'll have a 20-minute break. It's a ruse so that the bar can sell you lots of alcohol. And Neville over there has got Neville, well, he's got a little desk, and I will sign whatever it is that you've bought, and then I'll come and play some more songs after that. And I recommend that you have two or three stiff drinks in the interval, because it'll make the second half sound a lot better. And I've saved the complicated songs for the second half, and when I go wrong, if you're drunk, you won't notice. So, so here's a song from Past, Present, and Future. Brainstorm, brainstorm, faces in the maelstrom. Hobble by the puddles in the shadows where the drains run. Hot dogs, wet clocks, flicking up the sidewalk, disappearing into the booze shop. Rainbow queue, stand down by the newsstand, waiting for the late show. Pinballs and home mines and free fall. Tropical lady making eyes through the smoke ball. So home, needless to say, I'm alone on your streets on a Friday evening. And I've been here all of the day. Got nowhere with nowhere to go. Football supporters taking the waters. They're looking around for the twilight daughters. Non-stop strip club, pornography bookshop. Are coming to the back and take your time and have a good look. Old man laughs with flowers in his hair. Newspaper headline, Middle East deadline. Jazz musicians are down on the breadline. So home, needless to say, I'm alone on your streets on a Friday evening. And I've been here all of the day. Got nowhere with nowhere to go. Soho feeds the needs, hides the deeds, the mind that pleads to some shanty downstream in the night. Soho kills the lies, twisted cries, lonely sighs till she is seen. Love's in dreams. Sun goes down on a neon eon. Though you'd have a job explaining it to Richard Cotillion. Animation by conversation, anticipation, disinclination. All the wine are tons with dust in his eyes. Begs for the tracks from the bottom of the kegs. Man, you never seen a lady lay down, spread her legs like. So home, needless to say, I'm alone on your streets. Or am I dreaming? I've been here all of the day. Going nowhere with nowhere to go. Thank you. Thanks. See you in a little while. Thank you very much. Late in the summer, the sky turned to snow. All around the bay was running down slow. Night like a river beginning to flow. I felt the beat of my mind go drifting into time passages. Yes, go falling in the fading light in time passages. Buy me a ticket on the last train of home tonight. I'm not the kind to live in the past. All the years run too short and the days too fast. Things you lean on are things that don't last. Just now and then, my line gets cast into these time passages. There's something back there that you plant behind in time passages. Buy me a ticket on the last train home tonight. Hear the echo, feel yourself starting to turn. I don't know why you should think you've got something to learn. It's just a game that you play. They're laughing at something and the music's loud. God comes to watch you, you once used to know. Reach out your hand and you're all alone in those time passages. I know you're back there, you're just out of sight in time passages. Buy me a ticket on the last train home tonight. Buy me a ticket on the last train home tonight. Thank you. Those are the only seats you could get. Please play what? Yeah, you know, that would be awfully difficult, but I'll do it. I've got a few requests, and I'll try and fill them in. Well, okay, shout out your requests. I know, I heard. Okay. I'm just checking that you came to the right show, you know.
看上。
Oh, you think I can't play that? All right, don't know where well, you're trying to just test my guitar skills. All right, all right. Strangers in the Night. You know, that's. No, when you've lived and loved like Frank has, I mean, it's. No one knows what that's a quote from. Oh, that's terrible. No one's seen Spinal Tap, you know? Okay. I think I'll play, you know what I think I'll play is, I think I'll play like a guitar thing, because actually I haven't really been playing guitar as well as I should. I've been missing notes, and this is a good test piece, you know? Up, come away from the dead, here I stand, living on the bottom of the sea. Down by the snake corridor, steely gray, engines hung for nobody but me. No sound comes from the sea above me, no message crackles through the radio leads. They'll never know, never know, never how strange life and dark water can be. A mariner's spirit thought when you pass those who live the submarine life. Fire in the deep, sonar eyes never sleep, hiding like a shadow in the night. Jet planes nose through the sky above me, they look for radar traces of me to see. They'll never know, never know, never how strange life and dark water can be. I wonder what the stars look like coming out tonight. Tell my girl she must be strong, she sits and waits all night long, just looking for a better day. She'll have to find another way to go. No memory, tell me what's wrong with me. Why am I alone here with no rest? Another name of the ship is not the same. How long has it been, Marie Celeste? Now there's nobody from the crew left. 500 years supply of food just for me. They'll never know, never know, never how strange life and dark water can be. They'll never know, never know, never how strange life in dark water can be. Thank you. Can I do what? If I knew what it was. If I knew what it was, I'd be giving it to her if she knew what she was. Oh, that's what it was. It's the Bangles. It's like everything anyone says to me conjures up a different pop song. Because like all my life, I've loved pop music passionately, and I still listen to it. You know, I have no talent for it whatsoever. I overwrite every song I ever attempt to write. If I could only cut them down to 15 words, I would have been, well, I wouldn't be here. I'd be at Madison Square Garden. it's the art of the precy, you know what I mean? Brevity is the soul of wit, you know, but if you run a motor mouth in song, you know, like it, the more words you put into the song, you know, you have a decreasing chance of success in the record industry. And I know this, I just can't help it. I did like the Bangles, though. Yeah, anyone else like the Bangles? I mean, the Go-Go's were better. I mean, I love the Go-Go's, just love the Go-Go's. You know. I remember being, it's the only time I think I've ever felt like a groupie was sitting next to Charlotte Caffey at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood. And, you know, like I was tongue-tied. I'm never tongue-tied, you know what I mean? But she's the lead guitar player of the Go-Go's. Oh, my Lord. You know, it's like, you know, oh, you know, it's like, you know. And that, she didn't talk to me all evening, but I thought, oh, this is fantastic. I'm sitting next to Charlotte Caffey. That prompts me to play We Got the Beat, but I'm not going to do that. This is a song about an English landscape artist and sometime poet who invented nonsense poetry in England with a book in, I think, 1848, The Book of Nonsense, which he wrote under an assumed name. But we know him today as Edward Lear. And his paintings were very famous at the time. He was, you know, a famous artist before he became a famous nonsense poet. And he wrote The Owl and the Pussycat Went to Sea in a Beautiful Pea-Green Boat, which everyone knows, and far and few are the lands where the jumblers live. I love the idea of going to sea in a sieve, which they did. He wasn't the world's greatest nonsense poet. The world's greatest nonsense poet came a generation later, and his name was Lewis Carroll. But Edward Lear paved the way, and so here's a song about Edward Lear. Makes sense? Pleasant to know, Mr. Lear. How pleasant to know at the end of the day he's near. With the portfolio, the daily features, diverse creatures. You open the book and it's true. The world is a whole lot mysterious than you knew. Round every corner, uneven things abound. You wonder, when I was a young man, I was oftentimes at the zoo to trace the visages and forms of pirates and cockatoos. It's over the hill now he goes, pausing a while with the pauper who has no toes. For your perusal, Victorian days are so unusual. Oh, my aged Uncle Ollie, sitting on a heap of barley. On his nose his faithful cricket, in his hat a railway ticket, but his shoes were far too tight. A pleasant gnome is still in. First day of spring, he's painting a watercolor, hoping the light will bring, guided by pens and inks, the pyramids and palms and sphinx. When I was an old man, I had a cat named Foss. Now he's gone, I wander on with this unbearable sense of loss. How pleasant to know Mr. Lear. A pleasant to know at the end of the day he's near. If you should find him, his world is dancing close behind him. Oh, my aged Uncle Ollie, sitting on a heap of barley. On his nose his faithful cricket, in his hat a railway ticket, but his shoes are far too tight. A pleasant to know Mr. Lear. A pleasant to know, Mr. Lear. A pleasant to know, Mr. Lear.
Thank you. The poem about Uncle Ollie was the last poem that Lear ever wrote. And his cat, Foss, was, you know, his lifelong love, I think. Here's an interesting thing. I think that both Edward Lear and Lewis Carroll were lifelong virgins. I don't know if this is something that spurs the imagination or not. I couldn't tell you. Or if it's just like a product of Victoriana, but it's something to think about. Or not as the case may be. Anyway, as soon as the cat, Foss, died, Edward Lear died of a broken heart, I think, because he lost his cat. Sad, yeah? Does anyone care about this stuff, or is it only me? I'm assuming you're a literate audience and you know this stuff. Yeah? Maybe it's a gross oversimplification. So someone in the front row shouted very, very loud for this song, so I'll do it. It's a request. Back in 1965 in London, no one had ever really heard of fingerstyle guitar, and you know, everyone played the way I've been playing all evening with the flat pick. It's just like the way English guitar players play. But Americans have got this thing. They can play it like, you know, like fingerstyle. A lot of country and western used to be like this. Not anymore. Yeehaw! And pretty much the way that in Jamaica, reggae was adapted from American soul. In England, we had some guitar players who adapted the American country and western fingerstyle guitar playing into something completely different. Primarily, Bert Jansen and John Rembrandt were the people who did it, and they were amazing. And what they did, they sort of induced swing into what had been sort of arcane kind of American country and western. ¶¶ by playing this sort of stuff. Rain came down like beads, bouncing on the noses of the people from the tree. A flock of salty ears sparkled in the traffic lights. Feet squashed soggy leaves across the green. Took my love to Clifton in the rain. All along the way, wanderers in overcoats with collars on parade. Steaming in the night, listeners in the troubadour. Guitar player weaves the willow string. I took my love to Clifton in the rain. Jacqueline Bisset, oh, I saw your movie. I wondered if you really felt that way. Have you ever seen the images of Hollywood? Do you feel a shadow of its pain? I thought of you and Clifton in the rain. Took my love to Clifton in the rain. Set the apple to the orange. Oh, I wanted you to come close to me and kiss me to the core. You might know me like no other orange has ever done before. Thank you. I'll do another request. Why not? Sometimes it seems unimaginable that you were ever any other way. With your white rose face and your orphan clothes, embroidered jeans and silver chains, you're a woman face in all the hangout places where the lost souls congregate. You sit all night and you talk too fast. I don't know what you're trying to say. Oh, Karen, I think it's time for running for cover. Uh-huh, believe me, everyone's and nobody's lover. Uh-huh. You got a one-way ticket to all your yesterdays. I know your daddy said he talked to you. He never really found the time. Your TV mama with the cocktail eyes never really reached your mind. Your fix your star to a passing tree. Get your cocaine holiday. Yells flow around you in a muddy stream. You need another place to stay. Oh, Carol, I think it's time for running for cover. Uh-huh, believe me, you're everyone's and nobody's lover. Uh-huh, you got a one-way ticket to all your yesterdays. Reach down, silvery ship from the stars. I know you're there. You'll understand me, you can take me anywhere. Oh, I know you must be there. Sometimes it seems impossible. The game could get that rough. The stage is set, the exit's fired, the makeup won't come on. Or you make your bow to the balcony, light another cigarette. Lights grow dim as the music starts, it's easy to forget. Oh, Carol, I think it's time for running for cover. Uh-huh, believe me, you're everyone's and nobody's lover. Uh-huh, a one-way ticket to all your yesterdays. Reach down, silvery ship from the stars. I know you're there. I know you'll understand me. You can take me anywhere. Oh, I know you must be there. Thank you. Oh, I think I'll do... what? Tell you a story. That's right, I always tell stories. And I haven't been doing... I've been playing... I should tell you a story. Okay. I do. I mean, there are nights when I spend the whole night telling stories, and I'm remiss. I should tell you a story. Well, when I was starting out, I just had this image, this vision that I would join a successful 60s invasion band because I was the right age, and I really, really, really wanted to join. I mean, you have no idea. I mean, like, you know, when the Mojos did Everything's All Right, I'm like, oh God, I would have killed to be in the Mojos. And I just had this image that, you know, like sort of maybe, you know, I'd be able to join the Hollies or something. It's like it's just. Or maybe Keith Richards would die and I'd get real lucky and join the Rolling Stones. But you know, like, I used to dream that Mick Jagger would turn up, you know, like in Wimborne Dorset on my doorstep and say, Keith has snuffed it and you know, we want you to join our band. And I was devastated when this didn't happen. And I was in like about six local bands and we did, you know, we played all the stuff. And, you know, the you know, and we did all this and it got, you know, I don't know, sort of $3 a night, and it just wasn't going anywhere and no one paid any attention to us. And then my life was ruined when Bob Dylan came along. You know, I was like, oh, the purple haze of infinity goes crashing through the canyons of my unrealized dreams as I wait for you. And I thought, I can do that. Well, I can't do that exactly, but I can do something like that. And so I sold my electric guitar, and it broke my heart. You know, like to this day, I still think I should have been at least a member of Herman's Hermits. I mean, something. You know, but it wasn't to be. You know what I mean? It's like it's just this terrible thing. But years later, I sort of went back to it all and thought, you know, what is a pop song? You know, what are the elements that make a pop song great? And by that time, it was dance music. You know, like dance music was huge. You know, Madonna was, I don't know, selling all these records. And I thought, okay, I'm going to make a dance music single, and we'll see what happens. So I did. At the last moment, I made a couple of strategic errors. First of all, I didn't do American dance music. I did Russian dance music. Secondly, I made the song about Joseph Stalin. Probably not a good... And it got worse as it went along, really. I mean, this is a song about dead Bolsheviks in hell. Waiting for Joseph Stalin to arrive so that they can torture him for eternity. And I'm told, and it's set, of course, to like a slow sort of Russian dance, I'm told this is not the kind of dance music that's real big on AM radio. And so it was a catastrophe. It wasn't a pop hit. But in another universe, in another time, this would have been a pop hit. And those of you who are familiar with the Stalinist purges of the 1930s can imagine that all these dead Bolsheviks that were killed by Stalin are sitting around in hell. They're talking to the devil. Well, of course they're in hell. Where are they going? They don't believe in the other place. You know. So the devil says, you know, why are you smiling? And they say, well, we know something you don't. You know, Joseph Stalin's going to die in 1953, and he's coming here. We get to torture him. Not just for 100 years, which would be fun, or a million years, which would be better. Not even for a billion years, but, you know, not even for a trillion years. We get to torture this idiot for eternity, for all that he did to Russia and for all that he did to us. And to me, this is a great thing. I love this. I think Stalin's exactly where he should be right now. Unfortunately, these are not the sentiments of dance radio, but here we go. I would love this to have been a number one single. I just don't know why it wasn't. Now I've got my payment for the service that I gave. They've given me my ticket to this place beyond the grave. I suppose it's kind of funny. I suppose it's kind of sad, thinking back on all the times we had. It's kind of hot and smoky in this anteroom to hell. I won't make up a story, cause you know the truth so well. Much too late to worry that we never had a chance. When Joe the Georgian gets here, we will dance, dance, dance. When Joe the Georgian gets here, we will dance. We all set off together on this sorry ship of state. The captain took the fever. We were hijacked by the mate. Oh, he steered us through the shallows upon an angry tide. Cast us one by one over the side. It's kind of hot and smoky in this anteroom to hell. I won't make up the story, cause you know the truth so well. Much too late to worry that we never had a chance. When Joe the Georgian gets here, we will dance, dance, dance. When Joe the Georgian gets here, we will dance. There's Kamenev, Zinoviev, Bukharin, and the rest. Sharpening the pitchforks and heating up the ends. Oh, they've got a few surprises for the mate when he appears. I hope he likes the next few billion years. It's kind of hot and smoky in this anteroom to hell. Won't make up a story, 'cause you know the truth so well. It's much too late to worry that we never had a chance. When Joe the Georgian gets here, we will dance, dance, dance. When Joe the Georgian gets here, we will dance. See, it is a dance song. On a morning from a Bogart movie, in a country where they turn back time, you're strolling through the crowd like Peter Lorre contemplating crime. She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like watercolor in the rain. Don't bother asking for explanation, she'll tell you that she can. Questions. She locks up your arm and hers. You fall to your sense of which direction completely disappears. By the blue top walls near the market stalls, there's a hip that she leads you to. These days she says, I feel my life is like a river running through. You're still with her, and the bus and the tourists are gone. You've thrown away your choice and lost your ticket, so you have to stay on. Trumpet strains of the night from Maine and the rhythm of the newborn day. You know, sometime you're about to leave her, but now you're gonna stay in the year of the cat. Oh, year of the cat. Thank you very much indeed. Okay, thank you, thank you. My name is Pat Benatar, it's been great being with you tonight. Thank you. But when I back in 1963, I had a real cool experience. I got to open for the Rolling Stones when they were young. And it was Reading Town Hall, which was, I don't know, it was about 800-seater town hall in the sort of west of London. And very, very cool thing, because there was only one dressing room, so we had to share the dressing room with the Rolling Stones, and I was like, what, 17 or something. And Brian Jones, you know, this was long before he took a lot of drugs, and he was very, very nice to me. He let me play his lime green Gretsch guitar. And he just basically sat in a corner all night, and he was obsessed with Bo Diddley. It was like some but that wasn't the thing that really, you know, because I'm paying a lot of attention. I'm 17, and these are the Rolling Stones, you know. And the thing that got me was, like, you know, he did this thing with his head where he moved his head. And then he went on stage and he went. I had no idea why. It turns out he was checking out all the girls in the audience. So I just always thought it would be fabulous to, you know, sort of very so cool to go. Just, I thought I'd do it for you. Thank you. song from that period of time. Well, Gina and the King's Road, 1968. Blonde hair and eyeshadow, a hyperventilate. A purple leather mini, legs up to them. Well, don't you cast aspersions on my Naugahyde affair. Well, she can make you believe you're feeling almost sincere. And every day it's New Year's Eve, she's laughing in your ear. Oh, she's so hard to reach, although she's so close at hand. I'm like a wave on the beach, sinking in the sand. Well, everyone went out with her, everyone knew why. No one ever stayed around, cause no one ever tried. Gina drowns her sorrows, well, every night. Wrapped around some stranger, she's high and unpolite. But she can make you believe you're feeling almost sincere. And every day is New Year's Eve, she's giggling in your ear. Oh, she's so hard to reach, although she's so close at hand. I'm like a wave on the beach, sinking in the sand. Her Gina and the King's Road, and a raincoat shimmering white. Hands thrust in her pockets like Julie Christie might. Gazing into the distance, she puckers up her lips. I don't stop to talk to her, we're just passing ships. She can make you believe you're feeling almost sincere. And every day is New Year's Eve, she's laughing in your ear. Oh, she's so hard to reach, although she's so close at hand. I'm like a wave on the beach, sinking in the sand. Gina and the King's Road, 1968. Blonde hair and eyeshadow, a hyperventilate. Thanks very much indeed. It's another song from my forthcoming album, and we'll see you later.